Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 15th day of August, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. It is already Wednesday. Coming up, we have Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, joining us because the tallest building in China was a towering inferno and nothing collapsed. Nothing fell in on itself yesterday and today. And so we've got Richard Gage popping in, perfect timing today. And then in the third hour, we have Jesse Benton, who is the media coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign. The campaign press secretary will be joining us coming up in the third hour. We'll even take a few calls from listeners who want to put questions to the campaign, do things a little bit different when the guest joins us coming up in the third hour today. And we are scheduling Congressman Ron Paul for either, they told us, next week or the week after that. So we'll also have the congressman popping in for a visit here on the transmission in the near future as well. Well, stocks have edged up after Fed has added more liquidity. And then there's other reports here saying, are we going to see the economy collapse? Is there going to be a run on the banks? And there could be a run on the banks, but I wouldn't bet on that. And the reason I wouldn't is that the Federal Reserve will just continue injecting more zeros and ones into the balance sheets, at least for a time. Someday, though, there will be a run on physical cash assets because you've got less than 2% actual $100, $1,000, $20 bills cash, less than 2% cash compared to the digital money that's out there in cyberspace. And that's one reason the big banks and Visa and others have said they want to get completely rid of cash. They wanted to do it by 2007, back in 2000. Now they're saying they want it by 2011, no more cash. They're running ads, billboards, TV ads, radio ads saying money's dirty and spreads diseases and is bad. And we've gone from just in 2000, about half of transactions being in cash, to now 70-plus percent of transactions being with debit cards or credit cards. Use cash or lose it is the motto. And we had better, all of us, make ourselves start using cash and just keeping receipts. I know it's easier for tax-paying purposes to the private Federal Reserve to do it via credit card or debit card. I know that. But regardless, you just need to make yourselves use cash, folks. See, the whole system's engineered to get you away from that cash. And when they get rid of cash completely, the final link with reality is gone. And they have full control over you and can cancel your ID card that's going to be bound to your debit cards into your bank accounts. Finland has had this for the last 10 years or so. Nevertheless, there is a good story up on Infowars.com by Mike Whitney of Online Journal. Stock market bushfire. Will there be a run on the banks? And then he runs through basically what we've seen happen. And each week how they have to inject hundreds of billions of dollars. As of yesterday, it was 400 plus billion. They've injected a bunch more today as the number grows. The Chinese, the Japanese, the biggest group pumping liquidity in is, of course, the European Central Bank, coming up on 270-plus billion. And we'll break down what all this means and also take your calls today at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up on the air, and I will take some questions also out of the PrisonPlanet.com. Message board, we have a particular section for questions on air. I only got to one or two of those yesterday. I will get to more of those today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Doctor Paul Craig Roberts last Friday broke down how the international financial elite are imploding this economy. Yesterday, Dr. Jerome Corsi got into it as well, where the international financial architecture, those that control it, come right out and say they have to destroy the existing order in the United States to bring in their Amero. Then they're going to have currency spikes and inflationary problems there, and they're going to claim, okay, one global system, one global management body will be able to stop any more of these financial collapses in the future. They did that on the smaller level, introducing the Federal Reserve, saying, oh, we've had a few runs on banks, a few regional currency speculation problems and silver and gold, a few problems with banks issuing their own script and then inflating it secretly, like the old goldsmiths did 500 years ago. We need to have a Federal Reserve to end all that. And then we had our first national depression just a decade or so later in 1929. Then they introduced us to socialism, to being on the government teat, as they say, and going into bondage. And now, as the Trilateral Commission said they would do back in the 70s, they're going to bring in the North American currency, then have a Pan-American currency, while benchmarking that to the euro, and then finally having a world standardized currency market. You'll still have a few pocket nations that are holdouts. They'll be called rogue terrorist groups and will be have sanctions run against them, or will have or both CIA operations, MI6, Mossad operations to overthrow them, or if they border a, quote, former communist nation, they will overthrow them, or they will engineer revolutions in those nations. I mean, this is how you're getting your world government. You've got three big power blocks, really all interlocked, controlled by the same people, part of the same mafia. They do compete with each other occasionally, but it's the same agenda, the same blueprint. And they just move forward against free humanity. I played this clip about a year ago, but I figured I'd play it again. This gives you an idea at a Council on Foreign Relations meeting on C-SPAN when they were trying to get the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which would be the entire Pan-American Union, in one big swath. They failed, so they're going piecemeal with their North American Union right now. And you notice how Rockefeller acts like he's not a power player. And then, of course, they go through a list here from a JBS film of all the things he's behind and how he really founded this whole agenda and is really the Renaissance man behind this entire tyranny. So here that is.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
All right, so there you have them all joking and laughing, knowing that the average American's busy watching the ball game, feeling powerful, festooning their vehicle with American flags, while the very heart and soul of what that flag symbolizes is dying. They know they're not watching C-SPAN where Cheney sits around and jokes. In fact, whenever we wrote an article last year about Dick Cheney's comments at that meeting, on the message boards, people said it's not real, it's fake. They edited the video. He fights the CFR. There were hundreds of these. We got emails. We got calls. They were on the message boards. They were on Dig. This is their mindset. We are liars. Dick Cheney is a conservative, they said. He fights the Council on Foreign Relations. We are liars. It doesn't matter if there's a video of him laughing and saying he keeps it secret from his constituents. Even when faced with it, they're going to say, hey, I want to kill America. I mean, they don't consciously say that, but that's basically what we're dealing with here. That is the entire mindset. And so you're going to pay the piper. You wanted the fake patriotism. You wanted to not have to think and just mindlessly feel great and spend no time involved in politics or society and spend no time being informed. All right, well, we're all going to go to the woodshed because of it. So go ahead, laugh. I mean, corrupt cops out there, listen, go ahead, laugh. Military people that like the tyranny. I mean, frankly, I've been out to military parades, and I've watched them on television, the news, and I've seen their test scores. It's been the subject of many news reports that they are gone below the mid-grade moron level. I mean, we're talking about 80 IQs, folks. They are now recruiting mildly retarded individuals. And in my new film, Endgame, we've got footage of military in New York running over to us from 15 feet away saying, get that camera out of our face and cussing at us. And you look at them, folks, they are, some of them are retarded. You can look, you know, that person is retarded. And they are literally retarded. And the rest of them are illegal aliens and gang members. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. That's our military now. It's a bunch of gang members, illegal aliens from Mexico, and people who are mentally retarded or very close to it. I mean, I was in New York, and I would strike up conversations after this happened last year in the subways with, you know, troops with M16s, and I walk over. And, folks, I've got some of them on video that it's so embarrassing, I won't even put it in the film. I've got another guy who is retarded, and he literally looks, you know, he looks like he's got chromosomal problems. And, you know, God love him. He's got an M16, folks, and it's loaded. And he's there, and he's going, yeah, maybe I ought to just put this on the web. We're not making fun of him. He's literally retarded. Okay, that's what we've turned into. Because they can only get retarded people to join the military, basically. Or brainwashed good old boys from the farm who've got decent IQs and, you know, decent, they're made of decent stuff, but they just never focused in on reality or serious issues. We ought to do an article about that. And that's why the head war czar said we need a draft, because the military's falling apart, and the Pentagon came back out and said, oh, well, we're not thinking about that right now. Folks, they've set up the draft boards again. They have funded them. They've had congressional studies as early as 1999. Bill Clinton called for a commission that said we need a draft. And they're just saying they're not going to call it a draft. And after they're done carrying out some type of terror attack or plunging the economy or both, they are going to say national service. And then the economy is going to be so bad that people are going to have to go join the military as a form of welfare. You know, in as bad as Roosevelt was, you had to hand it to him, for make work, at least it was building dams and bridges and rest stops and roads, which then, once the war started, really helped our economy blossom, the infrastructure. Well, they've already said, they've already set up the programs. It's going to be, in fact, I have two articles today in the U.S. and England on this. They're going to take high school students and give them supplemental pay to be in local spy brigades. You cannot make this type of stuff up. This is, it even freaks me out, and I think I know it all about this stuff. Every day I figure out how much I don't know. It's that bad. And then adults, you're going to be in the new infrastructure, prison guards, police, tattletale spies, the military, and it is just going to be a parasite economy of mass looting, taking your houses, taking your property, guys in black uniforms who are literally retarded, running around with machine guns everywhere. By the way, a lot of Nazis were really stupid. A lot of the brown shirts were really stupid. You ought to read the descriptions of them. And that's what it's going to be, just people who literally couldn't keep a janitor's job, who literally could barely keep a job at horse stable shoveling horse manure. They're going to have submachine guns, and they're going to rule you. And they'll do whatever they're told. Okay? So I just want you to know what the land of the free, home of the brave is. Waddling idiots in black uniforms who are literally on the verge of being vegetables. And they're out saying today that there's Al-Qaeda cells all over the U.S. about to hit ABC News. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You read the Wall Street Journal. U.S. to expand domestic use of spy satellites. They've already been doing it, but now it says the local police are going to dial in to the spy satellites. How's that sound? I remember 3 years ago in Australia, they started letting the local cops dial into the British satellites and use it to find out how many cows or sheep you really got, and to harass you and tax you. They're shooting, you know, constant digital video and photos of it, and they got AI computers that know how to recognize somebody in their backyard with a rifle doing some target shooting. SWAT team comes out there. Just like Crocodile Dundee, the real Crocodile Dundee, he wouldn't turn his guns in. They came out to his house and SWAT teamed him to death. Yeah, it's going to be a real good time in America with retarded scum everywhere, with submachine guns ruling us, armored vehicles. We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Take a fictional moron like Gomer Pyle. You know, he's a nice guy. He's not scum because he's stupid. He's a nice fella. And there are those types in the real world. Gentle giants, people like that. But you take a low-grade moron or a mid-grade moron, and by the way, the military is recruiting a large portion, this has been mainstream news, of people with as low as 75 IQs. Now, folks, 70 is retarded. And let me tell you, what I've seen on the streets is it is the real deal. Now, I remember listening to Jeff Ward in about 1999 on KLBJ radio here in town, and he was reading an article about how major cities' internal policies had come out, and I couldn't hardly believe when I heard it, that they wouldn't hire cops with over 100 IQ. And I went home, and sure enough, dogpiled it, did the search on Yahoo, and sure enough, found mainstream news articles on that. I tried to look this morning for about 5 minutes and couldn't. Can somebody find that and maybe post it on the message board in the question section? Because I can call upon the millions of you out there to find what I can't find. I found it, no problem, 7-8 years ago. But I know they have that policy. Now, 100 IQ is average. It's an average person. I mean, they know how to tie their shoelaces. They know how to balance a checkbook. They know how to go to the football game. They know how to act cool. They know what a good-looking woman is. They know how to, work in their job and, how to do basic stuff. Pretty smart. Now, I've only got about 130 IQ. I do really bad on one part of the test and really good on other parts. But, 140 is genius, and there are people with 200 IQs. A lot of these mathematicians and top war planners and the generals you don't see, and the war planners, and these guys have got like 200 IQs, but they're weird and need to be helped into the office, and they forget which hallway to go down, but they can look at numbers, and then they all have idiot savant-type qualities where they can specifically understand certain things and certain specialties. Because when you get up to over 180 IQ, I've done a lot of scientific studies on this, you start finding a lot of idiot savant-type characteristics and absent-minded professor-type behavior. But the people in our military, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going from memory. This came out about, 6-8 months ago? It was like 20-something percent were below the previous level. The military wouldn't let you in if you had an 80 IQ or lower, and now they've dropped it down to 75. I'm going from memory on that. We should write a big article about it, just because I was watching TV some last night and doing some web surfing, and I was watching video of New York cops, and literally it's like you watch them talk, it's like they're, well, we all know what they are. And that's why you can't talk sense to them, because there is nothing worse, folks, than a low-grade moron who's been given a badge and a gun and power and been told to sick them. And I want you to know, your degrees, your smarts, the money you got in the bank means nothing once we go into tyranny. All that matters is they are going to have huge squads of black-suited, a mix of psychopaths who are smart and just like power, commanding them, and then huge brigades of illegal aliens and low-grade morons and gang members. That's been all over television, that large sections of the military are now gang members. Just a huge, nauseous, fractious, bubbling cesspool of bloodthirsty killers. And when I say that, I mean it. We are in trouble. I'm freaked out. I'm upset. It is so diabolical what the elites have set up, how they've done it, how they've taken their time crafting it. And you can't talk reason to some guy with a 75 IQ and a machine gun. I mean, you can't talk to them. They'll have like this weird little mindless sparkle in their eye if you try to argue with them, like, you try and fool me. It's like Deliverance. I mean, we're going to be run by just like, listen to him squeal. I mean, that's who's going to rule over us. And all I can say is, heaven help us. Because they're just hiring more cops, more mindless goons, more idiots. And as fast as they can, they're taking the literal low-grade morons, verge of being retarded, out of the military, who've spent 3-4 years gun confiscating, kicking down doors, killing families. They're coming right back, putting them in cop uniforms. And I'm seeing them, folks. I'm rolling down the street and seeing cops. And I'm going, my God, look at that person. You can tell when somebody's retarded. And I'm seeing retarded cops all over the place. And I'm telling you, folks, we are in trouble. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now, to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom."
Yeah, all you gotta do is go get a badge and a gun and have a low enough IQ. And you're gonna be a big person, not a little person. You're not stopping your little people.
Thanks to the renegades.
These are the worst yet. I need that old magic bag. I got four skin jobs walking the streets. Thought it was five. One of them got fried running through an energy field. That's a quote from Blade Runner. Or do androids dream of electric sheep? Oh, you're not cop, you're little people. I just want everybody to know that the veneer of civilization is extremely thin, as my father would always say when I was growing up. I didn't know what he was talking about. But it's true. It's very thin. See, we have republics, and we have a Bill of Rights and a Constitution, and we freak out over someone violating our rights, approaching the jewel of liberty that must be jealously guarded. Because once you let them take one ride, it's all over. It races right down to the bottom of the toilet bowl immediately. And now it's happening. Domestic Stasi, face scanning and lip reading cameras already in nationwide. Federal control, foreign troops. It's all happening. Just absolute abject rape. And this is only the setup. Listen, I'm freaked out. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so upset about what's happening right now that, you know, I've been sick yesterday and today, and I still work till 1 in the morning last night, even though I've been throwing up and got a fever right now. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me and go, oh, you're a great guy. I'm finishing the film. I'm here. If I got to go throw up during a break, I'll do it. I'll bring a bucket right in here, and I'll throw up while I'm on air. I don't care, folks, because we're all down to the line here. This is the real deal. And criminals run things. Criminals who killed 200 million people last century, and they want to do it here. And if you go along with them, and if you continue to buy their propaganda, it's over. They're going to win. And it's time to see them for what they are. And I'm talking to the cops, I'm talking to the military and all of you, because I know in the old days, cops were smart. They hired smart people to be cops. And I know there's still a lot of smart cops in there. And you've checked out what I've said. You've gone and Googled what we've claimed here. You've done your own research. You've experienced a lot of what we've said for yourself. And you're concerned, too. Hey, I don't have all the answers. I don't know what we're supposed to do. I just know my family's in a lot of trouble, and your family's in a lot of trouble. You know, that's the thing I want everybody to understand here. You may choose to serve the New World Order, and it may buy you a few months, a few years of comfort and solace and protection to join them. But down the road, it just gets even worse for you. You know, they sold this society in the 60s, 70s, and 80s from the old paradigm of worshiping the good guy heroes, and they flipped it over to the bad guy heroes. Today, where a Jack Bauer who tortures children every episode is the hero. And they did that on purpose, folks. And somehow darkness and skulls and death and all of this became beautiful somehow to people. And folks thought the devil was fun and, you know, sexy. And that archetype was cool. And, you know, people are backward and scared and timid if they don't like evil. You're just not, you know, down with it. Well, let me tell you something, Daddy-O. I've seen evil. I've been around evil. And I've taken my ride on the dark side. And let me tell you something. There's nothing cool about it. The devil is a drooling, chicken-necked, weakling coward. And anybody who models themselves after that archetype is a chicken-necked weakling. Life has power. Goodness has power. Love has power. Doing the right thing is where the power is at, not in darkness. And I reject and I turn my back on all works of darkness. And I recommit my life every day to try to be a good person. Because this is a wicked world, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very destructive world. And it's very easy for being a good person. A lot of good people turn to darkness because they see how the world's hard, they get cheated, they get pushed around, and they learn how to just go ahead and start crushing people, and it's a lot easier. But once you start down that road, ladies and gentlemen, it leads to the dark side, and it leads to your destruction. Well, you know, let's go to calls. I'm going to answer questions from the message board. I got about 200 of them here I haven't gotten to. I'm going to cover some of them. There's no way to do them all. But let's go ahead and talk to Adam in New York. Adam, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hi.
There's a couple points I was kind of questioned. You talked about Bush. I misheard. You talked about Bush signing an executive order to prevent Congress from preventing mercury and vaccines.
Yeah, that was mainstream news 2 weeks ago.
Okay, because when I did research online, it seemed like he didn't sign an executive order, but he basically said that he would veto if Congress, you know, voted anything to...
Well, look, we don't screen calls, but you volunteer that you disagreed, so we put you to the head of the line. But
yeah,
hold on, I didn't know specifically what your question is. Let me just try to pull the article up. Look. This is apples and oranges. I don't remember right now if it's an executive order or what Bush specifically did. I know because I'm sick right now, so my memory's not operating at full capacity. But it was in the AP, I remember, and a couple other papers. And then Steve Watson at Infowars.net did a big report. And by the way, he's neurotic about understating things and about not saying how bad it really is, which I guess is why he's got a lot of credibility. Sometimes, you know, he downplays stuff. The point is that his headline was that Bush it was blocking taking mercury out. And then I remember reading the article and the hyperlinks, and it was true. And so whether Bush blocked it with threats of vetoes or whether Bush vetoed it or whether Bush signed an order, I don't remember. But the point is that substantively, Bush blocked mercury being taken out. Do we disagree on that?
No, we don't. And but this is my point with a few of the points I was going to mention is there's times where I think sometimes you play gray areas and say them as definitives where I'm not sure that serves us well. And I know it's tough and you have tons of information, but, I mean, there are some other examples I could give.
Okay, go ahead and give them.
Okay, I remember reading the Prison Planet article, and I did my web search on Israel admits their involvement with the Entebbe terrorism thing, Jerusalem Post. I went to the Jerusalem Post. It seemed like even your article said there's a possibility that, you know, and it said this guy knew some agent who had an unknown agent who was saying this, that. I'm not saying it didn't happen or did happen that way, but...
Wait a minute. The Jerusalem Post headline was Israel behind 76 terror event or behind hijacking. I've got to pull it up. But it said that British intel showed and that the Israelis were starting to admit that they even sent in commandos, one side thinking they were fighting terrorists, but the other side actually making a deal to stage the event with Idi Amin, who I, by the way, read a few books on, watched a few films on, know quite a bit about him. Also saw The King of Scotland, very accurate film. And did you know that Mossad helped put Idi Amin in? Did you know Mossad was there the whole time and others have written books about Israel staging that?
I did read that.
Pardon me?
I did read that, yes.
Well, I mean, look, now I'm going to stop you right here because number one, I remember the Jerusalem Post. And I remember also some of the other articles that were written and the books I read on the subject and the guest I've interviewed. And so all that together and even their headline was stating, I mean, we have UPI, AP, Haaretz, we have other articles, what was the other one, Jerusalem Post, about Israel creating fake al-Qaeda groups and staging terror attacks. I mean, that was also in the article.
In this specific, and like I said, maybe it has to do with my poor web researching, but when I go right to the headline, Jerusalem Post admits certain things you say, go to Google now and type this. And I did, and I didn't find those answers. It said that, you know, someone said in the English intelligence said there was an agent that they wouldn't name who said this. It sounded just not as definitive as you presented.
Actually, I remember the article. I don't agree with what you're saying. And just like I don't agree with the Bush thing. Now, again, here I wouldn't be able to engage you and talk to you if I was surfing and looking for it. And I guess I can go pull it up. But I mean, are you saying I'm being dishonest about Bush and blocking mercury being removed?
Look, my belief is that his intention, regardless of what he's doing, is evil and is intentionally doing that to try and keep mercury in. So
but
I totally agree with that.
But it's not even a fair debate because I'm not even agreeing with you that Steve Watson is wrong because I don't have the article in front of me.
Okay, but what I'm saying, say, regarding even the Bush thing, I think there is a difference just as far as the public's concerned. If Bush actually signs an executive order that says nothing but, you know, I will prevent any removal of vaccines from there, there's no point. When I read articles about it, he was trying, even though I don't agree with him, he was saying it's about, it's not an
Yeah, I understand. Everything's fine, okay? this is what we're hearing here. And it's just planting doubts out there. And I think that's good overall if it teaches you to go out and research and check things for yourself. I got to tell you, eight out of 10 times, that's a guesstimation, but the vast majority, it's far worse when it comes out than what I've said. You know, I get accused routinely of, it's the cliched response of Alex exaggerates. No, I don't. If you watch my first films, made in 97, 98, 99, I'm saying there's going to be huge terror attacks and they're going to set up a police state in America. And they're building FEMA camps. And here are the documents.
I mean, where I get in trouble is when I don't do the research, which I tell everyone, you always say, don't believe me, do the research.
No, that's good, but listen, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. I really do. Okay, I mean, look, it's pointless. Don't believe me, everything's fine. I mean, I frankly don't even care, okay? If you believe me or not. In fact, I'll just do this on air. It's very frustrating to... I'm trying to surf around while I was talking to you. Infowars.net. This is going to be in older news. Where's News in Focus? Or he calls them exclusive reports. on InfoWars.net, on PrisonPlanet.com. It's News and Focus. Kind of our top stories the last week are up there. But that was about 2 weeks ago. So let me scroll down here. We'll just do this on air. And Bush confirms he'll seek more power. The timeline to tyranny. Oh, no, that's only a week ago. I'll just do this on air, folks. See, that's the problem with people bringing up points like this. Gosh, where is it? I mean, it's so frustrating. All I know is they first said mercury was good for you and in the vaccines, and then they said they'd taken the mercury out of the vaccines, which they hadn't, and then they actually increased the mercury on average 5 times what it had been, 4 or 5 times depending on the vaccine. That was 3 years ago. And then now they're back to admitting that it is in the vaccines. They're not going to take it out. Let me just go back really far here. Let's go back to August 1st. New evidence indicates Tillman executed. What else was Cheney wrong about? America wants to be surveilled. Because I know a lot of people aren't going to go check this article out and find out for themselves, so they're just going to go off who sounded more credible. So I need to find the article that Steve Watson wrote. I could have just Google searched it, but I'm too out of it to, it doesn't even matter. Look, there's no mercury in the vaccines. They're good for you. Okay? Just fine. Make it easy. I'll just lie to you. Maybe that's what you want. Because I can't find the article he wrote here. I'll just keep looking right here on air. You know, really what it is it's an instinct to not take action and an instinct to ninny around and make excuses about a society that's in terminal decline. I mean, that's really what it comes down to in this society, is just any excuse. Here it is, Bush to veto ban on mercury and vaccines. Okay? So you just called in, and you just said that I said Bush signed an executive order. Now, I don't remember saying that, but you said that's what we said and that the article was wrong. You said you went and checked it and the article was wrong. Here it is. And you said it was a veto, not an executive order. What does it matter, Jack? Bush to veto ban on mercury in vaccines. Clear link to neurological disorders ignored. Removed from animal vaccines, but fine for babies. President Bush is to veto a bill that would ban mercury and flu vaccines for children, despite its known links to autism and other neurological disorders, and despite the fact that he pledged in 2004 to support such a move when campaigning for re-election. The White House stated on Tuesday that President Bush would veto FY 2008 HHS Labor Education Appropriations Bill because of the cost of the objectionable provisions, such as a measure to ban the use of childhood flu vaccines that contains thimerosal, a mercury-based preservative. A press release from the autism advocacy group Safe Minds on PR Newswire, U.S. Newswire reports, Bush is calling for an amendment that would remove the children's safe provision from the bill. And it goes on to some links. There's actually a video link to them saying, don't worry, mercury is good for you. So Bush to veto ban on mercury and vaccines. The point here is that the mercury is still there. And that they lied to you and said that they took it out. I just spent 6, 7, 8 minutes with that guy. I'm sorry. Let's go to Rishi in Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. What's going on, Alex?
Doing a radio show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was driving, and I got to a train track, and then I got stopped by a train. On this train was covered with army vehicles. They had armored cars. It was completely filled with army vehicles. Now,
well, that's not unusual. They move munitions and vehicles via track generally.
That's not unusual at all.
No.
But, okay, the operations and detainee command. On that document, it said that the expiration date for that was September of some year. I mean, September of 2007, maybe the 23rd. I mean, if that's the case, that's next month. Is there any credence to that?
Which specific subsection, what document are you speaking of?
the not the civilian inmate labor program, but the Operation Detainee Command, something of that nature.
No, I've seen several of those documents. They're all available at Army.mil. They're public, but I don't specifically know which directive, because they just reissue the same stuff over and over again. You can be assured that if you're reading a document that expires in September of 2007, that it's been reauthorized and reissued.
Okay.
You just need to look for a newer date on that.
All right. That was my confusion. All right. I got you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
That's it, man.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. We're going to come back and try to go a little bit faster to Sterling, Jason, Carl, and others. And then we do have, for about 20, 30 minutes, he's going to come on and talk about this big Chinese building, biggest building in China, burned and burned and burned, and nothing collapsed. And why didn't it collapse? They didn't collapse on 9/11. We'll talk about that. We'll continue with the calls in the second half of the next hour. We'll take calls right now when we get back. And then I got a bunch of other news on the economy and a lot more. I am here, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you tuning in to what we have to say. God bless you all. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
211-1715. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Going back to Adam in New York. Look, he was asking legitimate questions. It's just that I'm not saying. I'm saying he meant what he was saying. I don't think he's a bad person. But I think that. It's not a fair debate to ask questions and claim things were said when I don't believe I even said them. And it becomes a debate about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. I mean, George Bush is blocking having Mercury taken out of vaccines. That's the point. I don't remember if I said it was an executive order. I get talking so fast sometimes, I hear rebroadcast on my show, and I do make little mistakes. Like, I'll say the wrong year of something, or I'll get something backwards, or I'll give a phone number out and flip the numbers. I tend to, they claim I'm dyslexic. I don't even know if I believe in all that stuff, but I do flip numbers and do things like that. I make mistakes. The difference is we're trying to tell the truth here. And in the past, I've got to tell you, we're generally underestimating how bad things are. We're generally underestimating it. I mean, yeah, it's incredible to hear me say that Diancor and Halliburton run child kidnapping rings. But I told you that before it was in the Chicago Tribune. It's been in the BBC, everywhere else. That's unbelievable. Sometimes, I mean, I read these news articles and I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable that serial killers go grab children and rape and torture them. I mean, that's so alien to me, I can't even imagine it. I mean, that is just, it's just what in the world? And frankly, I want to kill those people. You talk about an instinct to kill, it's completely natural and healthy that I want to kill bad people. I don't like tyrants. I don't like killers. I don't like serial killers. I mean, I've got an instinct to protect people, folks. That's what it is. And it is vicious. It is savage. It is aggressive. I mean, I literally, folks, you know that feeling, that guardian feeling. I mean, I just, it's a lot stronger than, you know, any feelings of just wanting to be powerful and tough. You know, that's wickedness, folks, but wanting to protect people. Being willing to shut off the governor in the brain, just talking about physical action, you know, to flip that switch off, folks, you can literally just tear people's arms off. Do you realize that? And, you know, I use that as an analogy of the InfoWar and the type of aggression and the type of resistance and the type of just initiative and the moral authority to just ram these people down, to just run over them. We've got to have that spirit, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to stand against the New World Order. We've got to fully commit. And by commit, I mean cut off all the safety cords, folks. Stop caring what your dumb, weak neighbor, cowardly yuppie thinks. Stop thinking what your boss thinks matters when it comes to issues of the New World Order. Stop being afraid of your preacher and your church and all those weak, inbred, cowardly people that aren't even Christians, who are just little socialites who want to have a comfortable life. Get committed and get into reality and get into history and get into the flow of what it is to be a human being and what our destiny is, and start realizing this is literally just an earth suit, like a space suit for our spirit. Get tied into the source, ladies and gentlemen. Get real. That's all I can say to everybody out there. And you're not going to get real with trinkets and baubles and different costumes and different cliques and different subcultures. You're going to get real. Really getting down to the core of your soul and looking into the night sky. You're going to get real up on a mountaintop for a couple hours, just sitting there on a stone looking into God's creation. You're going to get real when you face the evil that the New World Order's carried out and then make the committed decision to face evil down head to head. We know things are bad and we know stuff's out of control and the denial needs to stop. It's a lot worse than what I say, believe me.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.